have dominion. Shall we all rise on our feet this morning? And let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Let's give him all the praise. Let's magnify the name of the Lord this morning. For he is good. And Bible said he is good all the time. Father, we thank you. He says his mercies endure forever. And because of his mercies, we are alive this morning. We are not consumed. Everyone alive, why not thank him? Give him all the glory, all the praise. Magnify him this morning. Only the living can praise him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of life. Thank you, mighty God. I bless your name, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not of a benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Somebody bless him again. Let everything within you bless the name of the Lord. This morning, what a privilege to see another day, a great day like this. Father, thank you. Glory to your name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, mighty God. What a wonderful day. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessings, for all the graces, O Lord, you have released thus far upon us. All the peculiar encounters, thus far we say thank you. Somebody appreciate him. O Lord, daily encounters, we give you all the glory. Confirming your word with signs and wonders. We worship you. We give you all the praise. We say thank you. We say blessed be your name. Thank him. Give him all the praise for wonderful encounters we have been having even before this Shiloh. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the praise. Let's thank him this morning again for what he has in store for us. Even in this altar of prayer, Lord Jesus, this morning again, we say thank you. We know, oh God, you have something in store for us. Lord, this morning we have come to you. Release your blessings afresh upon us. Lord, release fresh grace, even on the prayer altar. Ask for fresh grace, fresh strength on the prayer altar. Lord, enable me this morning to pray through. Enable me this morning to pray through, oh God, to pray to the point of answers this morning again. Change my story this morning again. Impart me afresh this morning again. Let there be a renewal of strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. Glory to your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please put your hands together for Jesus as we praise him.
I will make my life your dwelling place. I will build your throne in my heart. Come, Father, come, Son, come, Holy Spirit.
Come. when my Savior, and my sins were washed away, my sins were washed away, and my night of today, the Christ made me
whole, my Savior made me whole,
and my sins were washed away, and my night on today, heaven came down,
and glorified my soul.
One more time, heaven came down,
and glorified my soul.
When at the cross,
my Savior did
the and my sins were washed away,
and my night was done today. Heaven came down and glorified my soul.
Heaven came down,
and glorified my soul.
When at the cross, my Savior made me whole. And my sins were washed away. And my night on today.
Heaven came down and glorified my soul.
Prayers ring God.
You are worthy of prayer.
Our prayers ring God. Worthy of our praise, and you deserve our praise.
You are worthy of
praise. Worthy of our praise.
You deserve our praise.
Praise ring God.
You are worthy of praise.
Worthy of our
praise.
And you deserve our
praise. You are worthy
of praise. And worthy of our praise.
You deserve our praise.
You deserve our praise. Worthy of our
praise.
Prayers ring God.
Let's give Jesus a bigger hand of praise this morning, and please have our seats in God's presence. I have dominion. We're commencing our intercession this morning when we rise, saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. A louder amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 and 6, paraphrased. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. Let's rise as we pray this morning. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Ensure that God is hearing your voice as we pray this morning. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes, city-taking multitudes, territory-dominating multitudes into this church tomorrow, Sunday. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Lift your voice as we engage this morning. We are praying the will of God. When the noise went abroad, the multitudes came together. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Our Father, he's again across a harvest field, and let everyone hearken to you. We cry out to you this morning that by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, by the compelling wind of the Holy Ghost, let there be an ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. You are praying a prayer that must be answered. Engage your heart. Engage your confidence in God. Lift your voice as we pray this morning. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Compel them by your wind as you compel quails from the seashore. Compel them by your wind and let them gather as in the day of Pentecost. Lift your voice and pray this morning. Pour out your heart to God in prayers. Engage confidently. We are still saying, Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Let them come gathering in all our services. Let them come rushing by the compelling wind of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, our Father. By the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. You can pray in the spirit. You can also pray in your understanding, but ensure your faith is on the line as we cry out to God this morning. Our Father, by the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes, record-breaking multitudes, record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Oh Lord, our Father, you have not changed. Just like in the day of Pentecost, let it manifest in our services tomorrow Sunday as you compel the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church via the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost. Lift your voice as we pray in the Holy Ghost this morning. Mado sonten darantanan shantano obrandala sado satana marambantania arotoba shatanina arorosu satanama. Holy Ghost, Lord of the harvest, by your mighty rushing wind, we call for the ingathering of record-breaking multitudes into this church tomorrow Sunday. Lisa Tomani Ilagapana Banto Osua Shata Liga Gaga Bantonaba Arado Zonteben Belenteniana Ashutaba Makupa Malani Iliala To Zaprani Ebolson Tam Babrantei Eshantondoro Gon Pantanani Ela Zasusa Makua Papani Eshatobana Rada Satane Baba Rokla Bragadiana Ediazo Tom Barambantiane Iglagoban Prandiala Gatantanana O Shadama Robrantwala Panina. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand, give him thanks. It is done. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. A big hand to Jesus, and please have your seat in God's presence.
I have dominion. Next we are praying, saying, Father, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both here at Kenna Land and in all our field centers across the nation of the earth. Shall we be on our feet? 7 chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with singing, he will joy over thee with singing. Shall we be on our feet right now as you lift up our voices before the Lord to pray, saying, Father, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Kenna Land and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice and pray unto the Father today. Father, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both here at Kenna Land and in all our satellite field centers across the nations of the earth. Father, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Kenna Land and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. If we saved, if we rejoice over there with joy, Father, we call upon your name this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land and in all field centers across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice and let everyone hear your voice of intercession unto our God this morning. Father, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both here in Cana Land and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land here and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Our Father, we call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both here in Cana Land and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice, pray in faith, pray with fervency. Be sure your prayer is connected to heaven this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land and in all field centers across the nations of the earth. Our Father, we call on you. We pray right now. Show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land here and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Father, this is our heart desire this day. We pray in the name of Jesus that you show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land and in all our field centers across the nations of the earth. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that Shiloh 2019, you will show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants, both here in Cana Land and in all our field centers across the nation of the earth. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will deliver, he will heal in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019, both at Cana Land and in all our field centers across the nation of the earth. Lift up your voice, power that prayer in the spirit, pray in your understanding. Lepa ande kere pralokatuzia zazeza amba kakekere barosende imbreke tozuza mare parakando pralakatuzia zazoza ande kere bralo imbreke ketozia. Father, show yourself strong and mighty in the lives of all participants at Shiloh 2019. Le parakande praloka. Lift up your two hands to Jesus and begin to magnify him, because he has answered again. We give him the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servants for unusual impact all through Shiloh 2019. Psalm 89 and verse 20 says, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant for unusual impact all through Shiloh 2019. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Father, let there be a release of fresh anointing upon your servant for unusual impact. Fresh oil upon your servant for unusual exploits all through Shiloh 2019. Somebody lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant for unusual impact all through Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice as you make this request of the Lord. My Father and my God, let there be a release of fresh oil, Father, Lord, an anointing like never before upon your servant for unusual impact, all through Shiloh 2019. Fresh oil for breaking limits. Fresh oil, oh Lord, meeting the needs of your people. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant. Somebody lift up your voice. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray with expectation. Pray believing. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant for unusual impact, for never heard before exploit, all through Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice. Speak to the Lord right now. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant, of fresh grace upon your servant, of fresh unction upon your servant, of a fresh anointing upon your servant for unusual impacts, unprecedented exploits, all through Shiloh 2019. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Pray from your heart. Pray fervently. Make this request of the King of Kings. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant. Fresh oil upon your servant for unusual impact all through Shiloh 2019. Father, we pray, let there be a release of fresh oil for breaking limits upon your servant for unusual impact all through Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, and also make intercession in the spirit. Lepetom barakadea rede de reboza ma paribre comi ma reprere jembra galia ma libre ketema leprembrocos combaria. Father, we pray, let there be a release of fresh oil upon your servant for unusual impact all through Shiloh 2019. Lift up those hands. Begin to appreciate this God. Give him praise. Give him glory for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, we decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in ingathering of great multitudes into our services. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, we decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the ingathering of great multitudes into our services. Lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer that must be answered, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree perfect weather conditions. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in ingathering of great multitudes into our services.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree perfect weather conditions. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the ingathering of great multitudes into our services. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree perfect weather conditions. There shall be no drop of rain tomorrow. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in gathering of great multitudes into our services. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree perfect weather conditions. Perfect weather conditions. No drop of rain, no scorching sun. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the ingathering of great multitudes into our services. Someone lift your voice this morning. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Be fervent in your engagement, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday. No one shall be stranded in the name of Jesus. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in gathering of great multitudes into our services. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree perfect weather conditions. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in gathering of great multitudes into our services. Lift your voice some more this morning. Pray fervently. Pray with faith. Pray with expectation, saying, Father, we decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday. We decree perfect weather conditions and each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in gathering of great multitudes into our services. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost now. Neshaka prali zo sikletenia redizo apenishila prande klatosini prenia dataya lekotina pralishia kata. We decree perfect weather conditions. Ne protiana susali ketazia reproshiam prenda no sabredia. Each free movement of every worshiper tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the ingathering of great multitudes into our services. Lift your hands. Let's begin to give him thanks. Father, we thank you for perfect weather, for each free movement. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment, we're going to rise to pray, saying, Father, gather unprecedented multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Say loud, amen. Isaiah 9 and verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob and it lighted upon Israel. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray this morning? Father, gather unprecedented multitudes into our services tomorrow, Sunday, and grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. You are doing so in faith. You are doing so with full assurance that what you are asking of the Lord is being delivered this moment. My Father, my God,
gather unprecedented multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday. Let them come from everywhere. We say to the north, give up. We say to the south, hold not back. Let the seed of the Almighty be gathered from the east, and let them come rushing in from the west to this holy mountain. And as they come, my Father, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession to every community and locality. We say, give up. Let the souls of men begin rushing from every nook and every cranny. Give up. Let the souls of men begin rushing. Let them begin flowing to this holy mountain in unprecedented fashion tomorrow Sunday. And as they come, grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Is somebody praying this morning? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are calling upon the name of the Lord in faith. You are crying to him with confidence. My Father, my God, gather unprecedented multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, and grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice and let God hear the voice of your intercession. My Father and my God, gather unprecedented multitudes into our services tomorrow, and grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime, an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let each one have an unmistakable encounter, a life-changing encounter, a destiny-molding encounter in the name of Jesus. You have called it a Priscilla service. Let each one depart, O Lord, with a Priscilla order of encounter in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it come by your word. Let it come by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Make sure God is hearing the voice of your intercession. My Father, my God, we call upon you today. Let every single worshiper, old and young, male and female, from every strata of society, have an encounter of a lifetime, an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Are you praying that prayer? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are calling upon him in faith. You are calling upon him with confidence. You are calling with full assurance. My Father, my God, let every single worshiper have an encounter of a lifetime via your word and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Are you praying? You can pray in the Spirit. You can pray your understanding, but let your voice be heard on high by the connectivity of your faith. Leko prania tadaros embrando shiketoma abanando lebredia katala elebrene keno shada baladala heredene debeli katala kara lebranto suke olobara embrantesia kanatala iso predi ante klekitoma embanto shabia aleko tetelia lebrantosia akelobrado embonkatania leklek Kitosadia, Araba Kato Shabia Mana, Ekentoma, Meclodia Barada, Elebrenento, Izo Zivekito, Embankaradano, Embrentelekeno, Asuketoshia Mama, Alembranteleketesia, Lecradia Barada, Haloke Pronia Mamana, Jesusia Kata. Lift up your hand and lift your voice and give glory unto God. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. Right now, we shall be praying our personal supplication as we go before the Lord this morning, making known unto him our heart desires. Let's do it with the spirit of God's word in James chapter 4 and verse 2. The Bible speaking here says, you have not because you ask not. As you ask from God this morning, we are all returning with our answers in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet with this understanding. Begin to speak to the Lord from the depth of your soul. Whatever those issues might be, God is right here for you and I. Right now, let's lift up our voice and begin to thank God for answered prayers. Thank Him, praise Him, magnify His name. Raise your voice, lift up your hand if you can. Give Him thanks in your understanding. Thank Him in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank You today for answered prayers. We are grateful. Thank You and thank You, Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be richly blessed. Number one, healed instantly of 6 years breast tumor and ulcers. On the 9th of December 2014, I had severe ulcers that I could not move out of my chair. One of our members suggested taking me to the hospital, but I refused. I was also diagnosed of tumor in my breast. But during the prophetic declaration, Papa said we would not go back home with any sickness. I decided to camp in the church, attended the healing school where we were prayed for and administered the Shiloh anointing oil and the mantle. I suddenly noticed that Jesus, the great physician, had operated my breasts. Let's give Jesus a big hand. And had removed many tumors from my breast. And the severe pains in my breast had disappeared instantly. Also, the ulcers were gone instantly. Amen. In addition, my spiritual life has been revived. Because I was just a Christian without fire, I give all the glory to the God of Shiloh. And the testifier is Gugushi Mango Shinati. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Number two, multiple blessings via Shiloh encounters. I learned about Shiloh in 2011 while listening to one of Bishop David Oyedepo's messages, and I have attended Shiloh 2012, 2013, and 2015 editions. During Shiloh 2012, Bishop Oyedepo declared that our suffering was just for a moment, as he read from 1 Peter 5:10. He further said that God would settle all the issues of our lives. Immediately, I dived into it, and God settled the following areas. 90 million shillings debt was canceled. God healed my son of 5 years heart challenge. My daughter also had liver problem for 7 years, but God healed her too. Furthermore, I won a 12-year court case and was paid $200,000. Amen. This happened after I gave all the naira, dollars, and Uganda shillings that I had as a one-time Shiloh sacrifice. In addition, God gave me a miracle car this year, 2015. I gave Him all the glory. And the testifier is Pastor Patrick Collins. Please join me rise to your feet this morning. And let's lift up our voice in our hands as we give thanks to the God of Shiloh. I appreciate Him.
If that clap is for Jesus, we can make it bigger. And joyfully so, with a big shout. Amen. Please get seated. I have dominion. Will you ask God to talk to you this morning? I haven't prayed to Him. Let Him also speak to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak your word to me this morning and to every one of us in Jesus' precious name. Shiloh 2019. I'm breaking limits. All limits around our lives shall be broken at Shiloh 2019.
It is with joy and counting it a great privilege that I bring to you this morning the word of the Lord as granted by God's servant. Since the week began, we have been looking at the subject matter, praying, answer expectant prayer. Praying, answer expectant prayer. Let us first of all be reminded this morning that the primary essence of prayer is answers. When answers are not in view, engagement in prayer is an exercise in futility. Just like you don't find just one person speaking on the telephone without response from the other side, frustration will set in. Answers is motivation to prayer. And in the light of this, what enlivens prayer is expectation. As a matter of fact, what God answers is not just our prayer, but our expectation in our prayer. Proverbs 23, verse 18. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Thine expectation. So prayer must be loaded and fired with expectation. If you are not expecting, don't bother to ask. Don't bother to pray. What God checks in our prayer is the content of our expectation. And all through scriptures, we have been taken through examples since the week began with Abraham, Jacob, Ezra, Nehemiah. They all prayed expectant, answer expectant prayer, and God did not deny them. This morning, we want to look at the example of Elijah. Elijah prayed, answer expectant prayer, and the heaven gave rain. Every time expectation goes ahead, everything answers accordingly. There is no situation that cannot be changed when man's expectation is in place. In 1 Kings chapter 18, from verses 41 all the way to 46, we saw what happened there. But in verse 43 specifically, Elijah said to his servant, because when you are expecting, you will send a message for somebody that looks something is about to happen. Go up now, look toward the sea. Very specific. And he went up and looked and looked. Expectation means be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. That's the meaning of expectation. Expectation means don't shift your ground until you see the manifestation. Expectation means hold forth until the answer comes. Look, he said to him. And the young man said, there is nothing. Elijah said, there must be something. Somebody say with me, there must be something. That is the language of expectation. Something must happen. At Shiloh 29, limits must be broken. At Shiloh 29, shackles must be broken. At Shiloh 29, healings must take place. At Shiloh 29, the barren must be fruitful. And what more? At Shiloh 2019, something must happen for you. He said to his servant, go again. Go again until the seven times. Go again. Expectation does not count behind, it counts forward. Explanation counts behind, but expectation counts ahead. It doesn't matter how many times I prayed and there seems to be nothing happening. I know there is something ahead. What about Shiloh 2018? What about Shiloh 2017? I care less about that. I'm looking forward to Shiloh 2019. Limits must be broken. Explanation counts behind, but expectation counts ahead. At Shiloh 2019, something must happen. The young man Elijah said must have in his mind said, oh, won't this man let me rest? He has tried. Prayer is not what we come to try. Prayer is an exercise where something must happen. Elijah said, you don't know anything yet. I will not be discouraged by your explanation. Don't tell me there is nothing. I knew something must happen before I started praying. Expectation is usually in place before prayer begins. Expectation means I have seen it and it must happen. Go the seventh time. And in verse 44, when he went the seventh time, it came to pass. That's the meaning of expectation. It must come to pass. At the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, now go up. I told you before, something must happen. Now go and tell Ahab to prepare his chariot, because we can't wait any longer. We can't wait any longer. When we pray, praying, answer expectant prayer, we begin to conceive the answer. And as we stay on in it, we soon deliver what we are looking forward to. In the epistle of James, he gave us an idea of how Elijah got the answer. James chapter 5, from verses 16 all the way to 18. He began by saying, confess your fault one to another. And the later part of it said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth more. So, effectuality in prayer is what fires expectation. A man with expectation doesn't pray casual prayer. You will see the fire. You will see the heat around him. Effectual, fervent prayer. Prayer that you cannot forget after you have prayed it. I tell people all the time, if 5 minutes after you prayed, you can't remember what you prayed about, then you didn't pray. You didn't pray. Several times we've had God's servant tell us about his experience, 1977, 1979, 1982. Because the prayer that was prayed is not a prayer to be forgotten. If you forgot what you prayed for in this covenant hour of prayer this morning, you didn't pray. You only came. You perhaps only made noise. The prayer that he prayed that he didn't know when his head went in between his knees, even though that's not where the answer is, it's a prayer you can't forget. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous produces much. And went further in verse 17. Elijah was a man subject to like passion. He was like us. He isn't different from us. He had blood and water in his body. But he prayed earnestly. Can you see that? He prayed expectantly that it might not rain. And it rained on the heart by the space of 3.5 years. And he prayed again. He prayed again. And heaven gave rain. At Shiloh 2019, our heaven will give rain. I thought somebody said amen to that. When our expectation is out of place, answers to our prayers is not in view. Remember, expectation looks ahead. Expectation says something must happen. Expectation says, I will not give up until there is manifestation. James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Our expectation must permanently be in place. But let him ask in faith. Let him ask in expectation. Faith is what we expect. It's the substance of the things we hope for. The evidence of the things which we see not. But we know inside us that it must happen. We know inside. There is a knowing inside you that this thing must happen. James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 again. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You see, when you are expectant, you can't see a trace of doubt. The cure to doubt is expectation. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind to and fro. When you are praying and you are asking, will it happen? Will it not happen? Get what happened? There is no expectation yet. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. No hope for a non-expectant believer. Without expectation, forget about prayer. Go and do something else. Go and help yourself. But if you want it, hold on in expectation. I know that come Shiloh 2019, every one of us will get our encounter of breaking limits. Begin to picture, therefore, your next level. Begin to look forward to something that must happen. Something, not something that I am thinking will happen, but something that is concluded in heaven, which must be made manifest on the earth here. May I, therefore, begin to congratulate you, because your own answer is in your hand. Join me, rise to your feet, raise your voice, give thanks to God. Expectation, always give thanks to God after prayer. Now, raise your voice and give thanks to God. Qualitative thanks for that matter. Now, if you are really thanking God for the things you're expecting, it will show in your voice. Your voice will be louder than it is right now. Your voice will be louder than it is right now. Father, I know that come Shiloh 2019, my own limits must be broken. Limits in my career, limits in my family, limits on marital destiny for me and for my family members, they must be broken. Come Shiloh 2019. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, shall we joyfully receive our Father to close the service for us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Breaking limits, among others, implies commanding things that eyes have not seen nor ears heard. Setting a new pace. Blazing the trail. Coming off from the bottom to the top. Experiencing the reality of divine presence that will part the Red Sea, cause the mountains to skip, and the little hills like lambs. There shall be this baptism upon everyone's life at Shiloh 2019. If that applies to you and you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. Shiloh 2019 shall be a mountain of voices. Yeah. The voice of your breakthrough will locate you. Yeah. The voice bearing your healings and deliverances will locate you. Yeah. The voice of heaven establishing your authority on the earth. This is my beloved son, hear ye him. Your voice of change of level of authority will locate you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so shall it be. Amen. It shall also be to us a mountain of release of prophetic mantles. Amen. That will empower you to keep producing after your root. Yeah. Whatever answers to this commission will begin to answer to you. Yeah. So expect your access to the voice of heaven that will rewrite your story at Shiloh 2019. Yeah. Expect the release of prophetic mantle that will not make anyone doubt your source anymore. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. Lift up those two hands and thank God for being alive and being a partaker of this awesome prophetic season. Lift up your two hands and thank him for the privilege that you and I have to be a part of this highly prophetic movement where God is writing the story
of his church on the earth. Would you thank God that you are a part of the center of this happenings right now? You have heard the word of expectation this morning again. Put your life on the line. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Last year, testimonies increased by 414% above the previous years. Amen. We serve an ever forward moving God. You shall not return from Shiloh without the living proofs of your encounters. Not 4%, not 40%, 414% increase over the 2017 testimonies. At the testimony end, the number of interviews, what we had given there, maybe about 50 all through, but we had 414 testimonies of the act of God in the previous Shiloh. And in that one that was holding them. That means it's a mountain of testimonies. Shiloh 2019 shall be a mountain of testimonies for all. Yeah. And that includes you. Yeah. We had over 6 million people following on Facebook across 145 nations. We had increases on all fronts over the previous. Now, Shiloh 2019 will answer to its name in your life. You must be listed among the pace setters of this age. You must be listed among the pathfinders of this age. You must be listed among the trailblazers of this age. Expect it, then you will experience it. What you don't expect, you are not qualified to experience. Expect it, that your long-awaited change of level is finally here. And so shall it be. Lift up those two hands and give him thanks for the privilege you have to be part of this ever-winning army on the earth. In Jesus' precious name. Well, we also had a very successful matriculation ceremony at Landmark University yesterday. Amen. Everything here works. And from Shiloh 2019 upward, everything will keep working together for good in your life. There is no stress or strain anywhere. Everything he commands to do delivers supernaturally. So shall the word breaking limits deliver supernaturally all through the days of your life. For the unusual grace of God, we had the 10th matriculation yesterday. For the unusual results at Landmark University, please give Jesus a big hand of praise. And that's how they be clapping for you. For the hand of God upon your life. And all the days of your life. Lift up those two hands, everyone. Speak to the day. You are in active partnership with Jesus. Towards tomorrow's service, you are moving. You are moving. You are moving. You are calling. You're new converts are following you. Your contacts are responding.
Make your decrees, make your decrees, make your decrees. Speak right now to the day. You shall decree and it shall be established. Lift your voice and issue your decrees.
from the depth of your heart. From the depth of your heart. You are doing so with confidence. Lift your hand and your voice and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all praise and glory. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion. And I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed.
On Shiloh ground, for your shame, you'll be returning with double glory.
Last year was my first time to come to Shiloh. And all the requests that I made were all answered.
And the Lord appeared again unto Samuel by the word of the Lord. Shiloh is essentially a feast of the word.
Word of Shiloh is already in our midst.
You are blessed by the kingdom, by the impute you make into the kingdom.
Anyone who try you for nonsense will be fried by the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Capture from God's word what God is saying about you and begin to allow it to saturate
I've
your mindset.
I've never taken any Panadol for 9 years now. I became
all
the
Shiloh
2019.
Your turnaround word will locate you at Shiloh. For your shame, you'll be returning with double glory.